same as every camp. You know, everybody's upbeat and thinking about best case scenario. You know, we don't. That's why I love spring training. You know, it's such a positive place. It really doesn't start kind of, the reality doesn't start creeping in until about 20th of March when lockers start appearing empty and you realize they're getting ready to, cuts are going to happen. So right now it's a lot of fun. Everybody's getting a chance to be reminded of why we do what we do. You know, it's actual, it's one thing you miss managing a little bit is you don't get to coach much. You know, and here you can coach and there's no, at the end of the day, your whole up and down personality, but just your emotions, they work around winning and losing a ball game. You know, now I'm looking at, have we won or lost the workout? Do we feel like we had a good workout?
Chris Tillman, is it different to go into a season with a guy who's put up essentially back-to-back really good years, but a 200-inning season? Is it different with having that guy, not to label him an ace or whatever, but at the top of the rotation as opposed to some of your other springs here gone by now?
Chris has come so far. I shouldn't say it like he had a long way to go, but he just, his whole persona, walking around, he's such an approachable guy. He's so professional now when it's time to work, and he's fun to be around when he's not. I mean, he's turned into quite a mature, tough, physically. You look at him physically where he was compared to 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, he's one of those guys. He's got a chance to be a horse, and he wants that mantle. It's not like because he thinks he's better or anything. It's just, you know, I want to be a guy that his team can depend on.
Your closer is not returning from last season. It's open as of now. Or is it Tommy Hunter's to lose that job? Or is it really, is there a possibility it could be a compilation of guys to fill that role?
Well, it's kind of all of the above. You know, you give me a good out there. I don't really stay up at night about that right now. Those things have a way of working themselves out. You know, somebody could say a Savings has more track record than anybody. Tommy has followed a similar path that all good closers follow. You know, they start and have some degree of success. You know, they long relieve, they set up, and then they graduate. Not many people go right into that. And I just want Tommy to be as good as he's capable of being. You know, the whole left-hand hitters, right-hand hitters, those things evolve. Don't hold guys prisoner to something that happened over a stretch of time. And I know it was a pretty good sampling, but I found with guys like Tommy, you tell them they can't do something, they're going to show you. And he's a strong candidate for it.
If you're shutting teams down in the eighth inning in Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, Camden Yards, in close games, is the ninth inning that much different? I think I know your answer over time. You will say it is a little different than the ninth inning. But if you're doing it in the eighth inning with everything on the line in late in September.
Well, they all have to happen. You know, there is no ninth inning if you don't pitch the eighth. There's no, you know, But there's a different sense of finality. You know, even if you have a problem in the eighth inning, your team still has a chance to win the game. And there's sometimes a ninth inning on the road. You know, I've said many times, when you can close out a one-run game on the road in the American League East, you know you got something. And Tommy closed out some eighth innings for us against 3, 4, 5. Sometimes the tough part of the order is in the eighth inning. But we got some people that I think are capable of doing it. And there's also, I would never say never with some things that might become available between now and the end of the spring.
Chris Davis is obviously coming off of a gigantic season, MVP-type numbers, Gold Glove performances at first base. Have you seen any difference in him personally in how he's shown up and prepared to be ready for a full season?
More of the same, and in fact, maybe have stepped it up a little bit. You know, he's not assuming anything. You know, he's going, you know, you don't have to go look for him for early work. He's had as much effort and attention to detail, and we call it ball security. You know, when we first got him, his ball security was a little sloppy, but he's gotten real. Our infielders like Chris playing first base, and that was a challenge last spring. I told him, I said, you know, the heck with me. You've got to want your teammates for you the way I want you to play first base. The heck with me. I'm a ship passing night. You know, that's the guys you got to please. You got to please J.J. Hardy. You got to please Manny. You got to please the second baseman that they want you over there. So, and he did a great job of getting their confidence.
Last question. Manny Machado, does it look like everything's progressing from health-wise? I'm not saying to be ready opening day, but are things progressing?
He is on schedule. Not ahead, not behind. There is no schedule. It's he's worth waiting on, and when it's right, I like what I'm seeing because we're having to kind of hold the reins back on a wild horse right now. every day he's gaining more confidence. You can just see it in his eyes that, you know, this is something that was good. You know, when he takes another threshold where he steps, you know, maybe he's sprinting. I know Brady and them are working on some things that are really going to take some load off of that. And he walked by my office the other day, just smiled and put two thumbs up after a workout and just kept walking. And I didn't even go, what was that all about? I know exactly what it was about.